Stillman & Company is delivered by TriStar Moving, ESPN 102.5 The Game, streaming live on Twitter, Twitch, and YouTube. Thanks to the law offices of Amanda Gentry. Reaction Monday, powered by Spring Hill Heating and Cooling and Focus. Naturally caffeinated sparkling water with a spark. Drink Focus. I've got my natural berry Focus right here. Drink Focus, PHOCUS.com. So, the playoff picture in the AFC. We've got one more game to go. If the playoffs were to start today, Kansas City's the one seed. Tennessee is the two seed. Cincinnati is the three seed. Buffalo is the four seed. The five seed would be Indianapolis. The six seed would be New England. And the seventh seed would technically be Baltimore. But if Miami beats New Orleans, which we'll get into later this hour because that's Monday Night Football tonight. If Miami beats New Orleans, then Miami goes in as the number seven seed. So what's that mean? Glad you asked. That means that under this instance, the Titans' first round matchup would be at home at Nissan Stadium against the Dolphins. Now, this is important. The way the playoff structure is to work, I believe, is three games on Saturday, two games on Sunday, one game on Monday, right?
Yes.
Okay. ESPN normally gets the worst game, but I believe ESPN gets the Monday nighter. So I would think that the worst game would be the first game that is played on Saturday.
I would agree with that.
That can be a big deal because there's a really good chance that it's the Chargers that are the seventh seed, and they would have to fly and play at 9 a.m. Pacific time. Also, what's crazy is in the NFC, right now San Francisco and Philadelphia are in the playoffs, if the playoffs were to. And Philadelphia sucks.
That's so bad, especially because we've been talking so much this season about, like, there are so many better teams in the NFC than the AFC.
Jalen Hurts is in the playoffs, baby, going on the road to Dallas. If the playoffs were today,
woof.
Good luck to Jalen.
Good luck. Fingers crossed.
So I say this because let's just say in reality, let's go by game with this current playoff structure.
Okay.
Miami at Tennessee in the playoffs. Who do you take?
It's interesting, but the Titans.
Okay. New England at Cincinnati.
New England.
Indianapolis at Buffalo.
I would take Indianapolis.
Okay, so if that were to happen, then the Indianapolis Colts are coming to Nashville at Nissan Stadium for week two of the playoffs.
I don't like that.
New England goes to Kansas City. Titans get the Colts.
You don't like it.
Why don't you like it?
Because how many times can you beat a single team in a season?
Oh, see, I think you can win three times. I would say this. If the Colts were coming here today with no Derrick Henry, I would pick the Titans. I mean, I'd pick
with
the Colts.
No, okay.
I think the Titans are a better team than the Colts. And I'm probably the only person in the world that thinks that because Indianapolis won against Arizona. And I think Arizona is going in the totally, you know, total wrong direction. But I think the Titans are better than the coach for, or the Colts for one specific reason. And I just gave it away.
Coach.
The coach. I mean, I think that's the difference in all of this. If Derrick Henry plays, Derrick Henry without, you know, his normal run up time, he and Jonathan Taylor, it's probably a wash, right? Carson Wentz is a mistake maker who you need to take the ball out of his hands. Ryan Tannehill's a mistake maker who right now you've got to take the ball out of his hands. Wide receivers, A.J. Brown's probably better than anybody that they have, but they have more guys than you have. Defenses are both solid. They tackle well. Titans probably rush the passer better. Indianapolis probably has better linebackers. The difference between the Titans and the Colts to me is the coach. And I'm sorry, but I'm not a Frank Wright guy. It's weird. Indianapolis wins all these games, and people just think, wow, that Frank Reich is fantastic. Now, a lot of this is because their local media in Indianapolis, I mean, this Zach Kiefer. So, I think I, like, remembered
the athletic
him.
Guy? Yeah, yeah.
I think I remembered him when he used to cover Indiana basketball. But I follow him on Twitter because he covers the Colts for The Athletic. And this guy is such a homer.
And it's not just the local media.
Oh, my God, the indie media. It's just, it's like, and I'm not saying local, like the indie, like the people, the media, media.
The national media loves Indianapolis.
And they love Frank Reich. Joe Retro was all up in my grill the other day because I was telling him that Zach Kiefer is an unmitigated homer.
He was up in your grill.
And Joe was all like, no, people think this. You know how Joe gets whenever you accuse somebody of being a homer?
Yeah.
So, like, Joe was like, oh, no, you know. But it's like every tweet is like, great call by Reich. And it's like, if people were to say, well, you do it too. Yeah, but I also spend all day dumping on the quarterback and taking calls about it. That's different. Anywho, I'm not sold on Reich. He cost them the playoff game last year against Buffalo because he had to go for it here and go for it there and go for two, and it didn't work. And what's crazy, and you all know me, I'll jump Vrabel if I think he does something wrong. I'll be the first person all over Vrabel. But I don't ever hear anybody talk about Vrabel as a reason for why the Titans win.
It's always Derrick Henry. The conversation is Derrick Henry when he is healthy. But I do hear a lot of the conversation about Jonathan Taylor, about MVP conversation.
Hey, Jonathan Taylor's a bad boy now.
He is a bad boy. But there is a good bit of truth to the fact that the Colts' success is very much so pointed toward Frank Reich and not necessarily Jonathan Taylor.
Now, as we go down the rabbit hole, New England goes to Kansas City. I would take Kansas City at home against the Patriots.
I would agree.
So then the Titans, if they could beat the Colts, the road would be Miami, Indianapolis at home at Kansas City. I don't feel great about that. Now let's go to next week's games. Buffalo beats Atlanta. Indianapolis beats the Raiders. Patriots beat the Jags.
Buffalo beats Atlanta?
Yeah.
Oh, they play next week?
Yeah.
Okay.
Titans beat the Dolphins. And let's see. Rams beat the Ravens?
Yeah.
Okay. Chargers beat the Broncos?
That could be interesting.
In Los Angeles?
I'll take the Chargers, yeah.
Okay.
After getting embarrassed by the Texans.
And then Browns Steelers?
Probably Steelers, but those are two really bad teams.
Really?
I mean, the Browns just had their own issues.
The Browns almost won in Green Bay. The Steelers got run ruled in Kansas City.
Okay. I would take the Steelers in that game.
Okay. Well, we're doing it by you, so we'll take the Steelers. So if that were the case, after week 17, Chargers come to Nashville. Everything else stays the same. New England goes to Buffalo. Indianapolis goes to Cincinnati only because they flip because Kansas City beats Cincinnati.
Right.
If Cincinnati beats Kansas City, the Titans then become the one seed and everything's good except for there's now a double potential problem that apparently Cincinnati might be for real. And I'm not ready to put the stamp of for real on Cincinnati yet.
If they win at Arrowhead?
Stamp of for real on Cincinnati. Is that not fair?
I think that's fair.
Okay. Week 18. Steelers at Ravens.
I mean, Steelers again, but not because the Steelers are good, just because the Ravens don't have a single, you know, first string NFL caliber player on that field.
Okay, Bills beat the Jets. Bengals beat the Browns. Titans beat the Texans. Colts beat the Jags. Patriots at Dolphins. The Patriots, even with Brady, were never very good in December in Miami.
I would feel more confident saying that the Patriots win that game, but, I mean, anything can happen.
Okay. Broncos beat the, Chiefs beat the Broncos.
Uh-huh.
And then Chargers at Raiders.
Probably Chargers.
I think so, too. So now, here's your AFC playoffs. Kansas City 1, Tennessee 2, Buffalo 3, Cincinnati 4, Indianapolis 5, New England 6, Chargers 7. So now it's Justin Herbert and the Chargers that are coming in here to Nissan Stadium in the first week. But the reality is pretty much the same, which is you're going to get some good matchups. In some form or fashion, New England, if things usually go the way we expect them, and this week I think showed us that it's not going to go as expected, but this is all we can go off of. You're going to get, like, a Cincinnati's going to play in Indianapolis, or Buffalo's going to play. Those four teams, New England, Buffalo, Cincinnati, Indianapolis, are going to play each other. The Titans are going to get the worst team, and Kansas City stays at home. And that seems like the most likely path that we will have for the playoffs. Now, let's throw in another wrench here.
Okay.
Unless you have a thought before I throw a wrench in.
Throw a wrench.
Titans lose to the Dolphins this week.
Ooh.
I think we can all agree they're going to beat the Texans, right?
Let's hope so, because I thought they were going to beat them the first time around.
If the Titans lose to the Dolphins and yet still beat the Texans,
mm-hmm.
Titans are still the number two seed.
What?
Yep.
In that same scenario.
Yep. And not only that, the Dolphins are in the playoffs with a win today.
Uh-huh. Win this week.
With a win this week. Well, today. They're in the playoffs.
Oh, that's right.
Tonight.
Right, we're right.
Chargers still go.
Interesting.
So, under this scenario, the Chargers would finish 10-7. The Dolphins, let me see this, the Dolphins would finish 9-8.
Interesting.
Because we have them losing to the Patriots the last week of the year.
Right.
Now, let's throw in the second curveball.
Okay.
And this is really going down a rabbit hole here. Game is in Miami. The Patriots were never really all that good
mm-hmm.
with Brady when they would go there in December.
Dolphins beat the Patriots.
New England comes here. Miami gets the sixth seed. If they beat the Titans, Miami gets the sixth seed and goes to Buffalo.
Ooh. I would take Buffalo in that game.
I'm just saying I don't want the Patriots here.
Oh, I would agree with you.
So, all you got to do is beat the Dolphins this week.
But if you're going to play the Patriots, I'd rather play them here.
Well, yeah, but if you win the division and the Patriots don't, they're automatically coming here no matter what.
Right.
But I look at the Patriots as one of those teams like the Titans were 2 years ago. I think the Patriots could do some real damage in the AFC playoffs. And then if they have to come to Nissan Stadium here, I mean, if they played at Nissan Stadium, Titans, Patriots, and let's say under your first original scenario, Titans beat the Chargers in the first round of the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Patriots beat the Bengals. Colts beat the Bills, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
Indianapolis comes here. New England goes to Kansas City. I would pick Kansas City to beat New England.
I would as well.
I think Belichick could have a game plan that I wouldn't want to be a part of if I was Andy Reid.
100%.
In fact, last year they went to Kansas City with Brian Hoyer at quarterback because Cam had COVID, and that was a game. And they played close. Every time they played, Belichick's kept it close. So I wouldn't want that if I was Andy Reid. So they could knock off Kansas City. I would not mind New England here with A.J. Brown and Derrick Henry. I would not mind New England here. Home field advantage for the Titans. And you're playing in mild weather. And the Titans know how to put the game on Mac Jones. And that's exactly what they would do. And now it's like, okay, the game's in Mac Jones' shoulders. Well, you're going to try to take away Derrick Henry, but I still got A.J. Brown. So, I mean, I wouldn't say that it's a guaranteed win if you had New England in an AFC title game here, but I would feel good about it, whereas I would not feel good about going to Kansas City.
In loud and boisterous Arrowhead in cold Kansas City with a Ryan Tannehill who doesn't play well in the cold.
That quarterback is what's scaring the death out of me. But I totally hear what you're saying.
Yes.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. What do you think of that? All those different scenarios. Again, you win the two games, you're the two seed no matter what. You win one of the two games,
you're
probably the two seed no matter what. What do we make of it? 615-737-1025. And the other thing that's crazy is I'm sure some people heard that. And they think, okay, well, then if you win this week against the Dolphins and you're pretty much the two seed no matter what, then why not rest everybody that last week of the season? Except that the NFL will make sure that the Titans-Texans game is at the same time as the Kansas City game. Because if Kansas City loses, you still have to play your players so that in case you win against the Texans and Kansas City loses, you get the one seed. So that game will have some sort of a meaning no matter what. 615-737-1025. By the way, there is one team that is not in the playoff picture today, but I almost guarantee that it feels like they will be in, which is crazy. I mean, I'm not going to guarantee, but it feels that way when I run all these simulations, and they would be the Titans' first opponent. We'll get to that next. Stillman & Company, right here on a Reaction Monday. It's ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Mike, you said that the you know winning in is kind of the you know taking care of your own business essentially is the good way to handle things. Right now, it's you have one win to clinch a division title with two games to play. A nice, simple scenario right now.
Well, I would say it's pretty much the same scenario as we've always tried to talk about around here. Is just focusing on this week, focusing on how we can improve. Use this couple extra days to. You know, get healthy to do a little bit of work today to, you know, condition and to work out and to meet and then start our preparation on Miami.
There you go, Vrabel, not getting too excited about making the playoffs, not caring too much. You know, that's just how he operates. Just he's not getting too excited.
Kid never gets too excited. Never will give you any sort of information.
Now, here's a good thing.
The real Mike Vrabel special.
Here's a good thing. They don't care. I'll do whatever I want on the show. And I'm thinking playoffs, baby. Now, we just went over all the possible scenarios of this, that, or that. The one thing, though, right now, if you were to look at the playoff picture, which they love showing you on TV, this is the AFC playoff picture. Let's take a look at it. Tony Romo, what do you think? Or let me get my Nance voice. Excuse me. And as we take a look at the AFC playoff picture, Tony, what do you like? Well, Jim, I mean, I think it's just awesome. I mean, look at all these teams. Oh, my God. And they're all trying to get in. Oh, it's really great for the NFL, Jim.
Solid Romo. Nance needs work.
Oh, I think my Nance is awesome.
I think your Romo's great.
Oh, here's the Nance.
Okay.
It's a big third down. Here's Brady. He's got time. He's got Edelman. And it's a first down for the Patriots down at the 31.
7 out of 10.
Okay. Oh, Jim, I mean, it's just, oh, yeah,
He is always so excited.
Oh, so excited. So, anywho, they flash up the playoff picture all the time. And right now, Baltimore's in. Baltimore is not going to make the playoffs, folks. They play the Rams next week.
Woof.
Then they have to play, I believe, the Steelers. Now, the Steelers stink, but so does Baltimore. Baltimore is not going to make the playoffs. I'm just telling you. Miami is probably not going to make the playoffs because they really need to win out. They need to win today. They need to beat you on Sunday, and then they need to go out there and they need to beat the Patriots the last week of the year. The Chargers are the most likely opponent for the Titans if the Titans hold on to the 2 seed because, according to the New York Times, playoff odds, Buffalo, 97%, New England, 95%, Tennessee, 99%, Indianapolis, 95%, and the Chiefs have already clinched. That's 5 spots, which leaves 2 left. The Bengals are at 79%. All they've got to do is beat Cleveland last game of the year, and the Bengals are in. But, you know, Cleveland is not a pushover like everybody else. 79% for the Bengals. Other than that, the Chargers have the highest odds in the AFC at making the playoffs at 41%. The Ravens are sitting there at 32. And I'm just telling you, the Ravens aren't going to make the playoffs. So I really think your most likely scenario is Justin Herbert and the Chargers. And it'd be easy to say, well, hell, they lost to the Texans last week, so they stink. But no. We know better than that. And we also know that if we're using the they lost to the Texans as kind of a, you know,
like a supporting argument,
Titans probably aren't the best team to bring out there to try to make a claim for. Because they lost to the Texans, too. So, I mean, I heard Booger McFarland say it today on primetime on ESPN+. And Booger said he thought the Chargers let the Kansas City game beat them twice. I wonder if there was a little bit of an arrogance from the Chargers having played Kansas City so close. And then going on the road at Houston, 9 a.m. Pacific start time, roll the ball out, we'll beat this crap Texan team. And then that's what happened to him. But of all the teams that are possible, the Ravens, the Chargers, the Raiders, the Dolphins for that 7th seed, I think the Chargers are the team I want to see the least because they've got the best quarterback. Now, they also may have the dumbest coach, but they've got the quarterback that could come in here and beat the Titans. And that makes me a little nervous.
Well, I think you look at Justin Herbert, and I mean, even at his rookie season, Justin Herbert has been incredibly impressive. And I think the Chargers, along with the Bengals, are 2 teams in the AFC that I've had a really difficult time putting my finger on. Are they a good team? Are they not? Are they a threat to the Titans in the playoffs, or are they not? They've been incredibly hot and cold. And I think that one thing that would be in the Titans' corner if they did meet the Chargers in the playoffs at Nissan Stadium is that's kind of a difficult road trip.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, L.A. to Nashville, sure. That's a tough road trip.
Sure.
But I think that you look at a young quarterback and you look at how this team has been so hot and cold this season, and you can also make that argument about the Titans that they've been incredibly hot and cold. It's not a team that I would necessarily cherry pick for the Titans to play in the first round of the playoffs, but it's a team that the Titans absolutely can beat.
Oh, Titans will be favored against all of these teams except for maybe New England.
Yes.
You know, we went through that weird scenario where New England loses to Miami the last week of the year and Miami beats the Titans and the Titans are still the 2 seed, but the Patriots are the 7 seed.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think the Patriots would be favored at Nissan Stadium as a 7 seed against the 2 seeded Titans. Let's go to your phone. 615-737-1025. Jacob is up next on a possible division round matchup with Indianapolis. Why not? Go ahead, Jacob. Thank you for calling Phone Lines Driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com.
Hey, Jared. You were pointing out that you would take the New England to Kansas City and Indianapolis coming here.
Yes.
I don't like that because that means you've got to beat the Colts 3 times. And the Titans have been hard-pressed to beat the Colts once a season for 20 years.
So I appreciate your call. I would take umbrage with this. If Peyton Manning or Andrew Luck were showing up for that game, I'd have a hard time with wanting to play the Colts again too, but they're not. I think the reality is we got to separate what we know of the history of the Colts. You know, this is post-Manning, post-Luck. If Andrew Luck or Peyton Manning are quarterbacking that Indianapolis Colts team, I would argue that they could beat any team in the AFC. I would favor them over anybody in the AFC, with it maybe being a pick 'em against Kansas City on the road. Normally, dome teams, and Floyd was always a big person like when it came to this, dome teams are usually not very good on the road in January, especially in bad weather. Indianapolis smoked Houston in the first round of the playoffs a couple years ago, Andrew Luck's last year, and then they went to Kansas City. And I'll never forget during a break, Floyd was like, Kansas City is going to kill them. And I was like, what? I was like, the way Andrew Luck's playing, the way Indy's playing, Indy's, you know, they've lost one game in their last 12. You think that Kansas City, and he goes, they're going to kill them. And he used to always talk about dome teams going outside. And so I don't think it's the end all be all. Peyton Manning won a playoff game in Kansas City before. But, I mean, we're talking about, at the end of the day, the two most important things in the playoffs outside of your road to get to a Super Bowl, it's your coach and your quarterback. That's what it really comes down to. And I just don't trust Indy's coach, and I don't trust Indy's quarterback. Now, I don't really trust your quarterback right now, but I trust your coach. You got a good coach. And I don't think that Vrabel really gets his due. I heard Robbie and Elijah talking before we came on Friday, and they were having like this kumbaya campfire for Mike Vrabel, coach of the year, which I thought was ridiculous. I do not think Vrabel should be coach of the year.
No.
But I do think Vrabel's a good coach. And I say this as somebody that jumps on Vrabel all the time. But right now, the Titans can't sign any good free agents or draft any good players, and somehow, some way, they're always up there. They lose Derrick Henry, and, you know, it would be hard-pressed for them not to be the number 2 seed in the AFC playoffs this year. And don't you just wish it was like the old days and you got a bye with the 2 seed?
That would be nice.
But then again, you know, in other cases, it'll be easier to have other teams take other people out and you get to play the worst team, which is the 7th seed. So it could be worse. 615-737-1025. One team we didn't talk much about, the Dolphins, will be on Monday Night Football tonight. They'll be playing a terrible New Orleans team. And what do we think of the Dolphins and why I think you should root for a very specific outcome? We'll get to that coming up next here on Stillman and Company. FanDuel Sportsbook is my official sportsbook app. I'm sure you've probably heard of FanDuel Sportsbook by now, and they are making every moment more this season. First off, FanDuel is the official sports betting partner of the NFL, and this means you can place all of your bets on a trustworthy app that's also easy to use. Basketball fans, celebrate the NBA's 75th season on FanDuel Sportsbook as well. And right now, new customers can place their first bet risk-free. And if you don't win, you'll get up to $1,000 back. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, now is the perfect time to give it a shot. It's easy to use, easy to register, easy to deposit, and easy to find your bet. And now they accept Venmo. You also get fast withdrawals with FanDuel when you win, which means they'll pay you your winnings in as little as 2 hours. There's no better place to bet the NFL or the NBA than FanDuel. If you've already got FanDuel, FanDuel is hooking all customers up with $50 when you refer a friend. Plus, your friend will receive $50 too. See for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and use the promo code JGM to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. That's promo code JGM. 21 and older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789. Stillman & Company Reaction Monday, powered by Spring Hill Heating and Cooling and Focus. Naturally caffeinated, natural tea caffeine, sparkling water with a spark drink. Focus, P-H-O-C-U-S.com. Monday Night Football tonight, Miami takes on New Orleans. And so I'm trying to think about what's right for the Titans. Now, you know in my heart, you know that normally I believe that you always want the team that you're about to play, in this case the Titans, you always want the team that you're about to play to win big, especially on national TV, because normally that team gets a little too fat and happy and they don't worry about, you know, they think that they're, you know what, doesn't smell, and they show up the next week and you can slaughter them. I think it's always something you root for in the NFL. If, let's say, the Titans make it to the division round of the playoffs, they play Indianapolis, New England plays Kansas City. If Kansas City's going to win, I hope they win by 50. If they're going to win. Because then you get a little fat and happy and all those things. But here's my concern with the Dolphins. If the Dolphins lose this game, and I haven't, you know, completely done the numbers on it, but they have a 12% chance of making the playoffs right now, according to the New York Times. If the Dolphins win this game, they are all but eliminated from the AFC playoff picture. They would go down to a 5% chance of making the playoffs. So they need a lot to go their way. And while, again, it could, crazier things have happened in the NFL, 5%. That would basically be everybody ahead of them in the standings, including those AFC North teams like the Ravens, and they'd all have to lose out. And that could be really hard to do. So if they lose tonight, they're pretty much done. Well, they've won 6 in a row since they started 1-7. Now they're 7-7. They win tonight, now it's 7 in a row, and all of a sudden they're starting to think that they are a team that cannot be beaten. And they start to get a lot of confidence, and they start to get in a rhythm, and they start to get on a roll. And if they win, it goes from 12% to 24%, but more importantly, they're in the playoff picture, which, again, scares the crap out of me. But if they win big over this New Orleans team that's going to have Ian Book, the average starter at Notre Dame for the last 15 years, if they beat New Orleans with Ian Book, and they beat them bad, maybe they come in here fat and happy. So I'm kind of torn of what I want or am expecting from the Dolphins tonight. A loss pretty much puts them out. And if you lose, and now you got to go on the road to Nashville, and it's supposed to be, I think, like 33 and snowy.
Eesh.
Here on Sunday. Miami ain't going to play in that if they think their season's over. So I don't know what to root for tonight. I think I'm expecting the Dolphins to win because, again, New Orleans is playing Ian Book at quarterback. Then again, New Orleans just smoked Tom Brady in Tampa Bay, and Alvin Kamara is playing. He is, in fact, the emergency quarterback for the Saints. So I don't know. I don't know how I should feel about tonight's Dolphins game as far as the Titans are concerned.
I mean, it's difficult to look at this game through a subjective lens, knowing what's going on the New Orleans sideline, knowing that Ian Book is going to be their starting quarterback, and also Teron Armstead is out. I believe Marcus Davenport is out. DeMario Davis is out. Ryan Ramczyk is out. I mean, a lot of the Saints heavy hitters are out of this game. So it's tough to kind of look at it for, and say, you know, oh, you know, the Saints have a chance in this game, or we do or we don't want the Dolphins to win this game, because it feels like, you know, knock on wood, what do I know? But it feels like the Dolphins are going to win this game. But I mean, I think that you bring up a good point in that a Dolphins team that's hot, I always, if I'm betting, I bet on the hot team.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because why would I bet against a hot streak?
Because normally those things end when you play good teams.
Okay.
Like, do you really think the Dolphins are a team that is capable of catching such fire that they find a way, they have to win the next three games to make the playoffs? They pretty much...
I'm not talking about the playoffs. I'm talking about the Titans game next week.
Right. But they pretty much have to win those three games.
Yep.
So they have to win this game, that game, and then they got to win the next game in order to make it. And, like, this is essentially a playoff game for both teams. Titans have to win the division.
Mm-hmm.
So you're pretty much playing that what will be if the Dolphins win tonight, the projected 7-2 matchup, you're pretty much playing that ahead of time. And the Dolphins, no disrespect to them, and again, I haven't watched these games, so I'm not one who can comment about what the Dolphins are or they aren't. A lot of people don't watch games and then comment on it anyways. The Dolphins' hot streak has been against the Texans, the Ravens, the Jets, the Panthers, the Giants, the Jets, and now the Saints. It's a lot of Jets, Giants.
It's a lot of Jets, Giants, Jags.
I mean, it's a lot of crap. And so...
Well, then maybe that is a good thing.
And the Saints mean, the Dolphins, tonight are kind of crap.
The Dolphins beat a crap Saints team and then come into Nissan Stadium all fat and happy because they think that they are better than they actually are because they've beaten the Jets, Jags, and a terrible Saints team.
But if they lose to the terrible Saints team and they're pretty much out of the playoffs...
Then they're playing for nothing.
Then
next
wouldn't that
week
be,
at Nissan Stadium.
And then wouldn't that be better?
I guess it's tough to try and, you know, evaluate what's really going on in a football player's head. But I would say that if I got to pick between both of those scenarios, I would pick a Dolphins team that's playing for nothing in the snow.
Like if I was Cincinnati, for example,
mm-hmm.
and I mean, right now, Cincinnati's the flavor of the week. Everybody loves Cincinnati. I have no idea if Cincinnati's any good or not, but everybody loves Cincinnati. Well, now they're playing Kansas City this week. If I was Cincinnati, deep down inside, I would have wished that I had won that game like 35-24 and that Joe Burrow had thrown for 350 yards and not 520 yards, because now Kansas City, who just smoked the Steelers and are feeling themselves,
mm-hmm.
might be a little fat and happy. But now Kansas City's going to spend all week being like, hey.
But also looking at the 550 yards that Joe Burrow threw for.
If we get too ahead of ourselves, we're going to lose the one seed because this kid's going to come in here and light us up.
Right.
And so that's why I always think those things matter. Remember when Buffalo was about to play the Titans on Monday Night Football? I was like, you want them to beat the Chiefs because then they will be the team of the week. And when you're a team that's not used to being team of the week and you're team of the week, usually you lose. And that's, I wonder, like, okay, if Baltimore, if Miami wins, they'll be in the playoffs and people will start saying, hey, give Miami respect. Give Tua respect. Give Brian Flores respect. And I think I kind of want that, but I also would love for them to just kind of be like, you know, let's get through these next two games and get to Cancun. So a little torn.
And it could be also the case if the Dolphins lose, they get embarrassed on Monday Night Football. That was really their chance to prove on the national stage that they're a good team, so they come into Nissan Stadium angry.
No, I mean, that's totally possible.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many of those possible. Mentally hypothetical situations.
Or the Titans, you know, sniff their own rear end too much because they Jimmy G gave them the game last Thursday.
Right.
Which I do worry.
And they're coming off of a long rest, and the Dolphins are coming off of a short rest.
615-737-1025. What do we have in our text line? Which is, of course, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com.
One texter texts in the text line and says, if we draw the Chargers, I am nervous about Justin Herbert, but they have an idiot coach, travel time, and the cold would level the playing field.
I do think this. First of all, the playing field would be in your favor anyways.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, if they were to play the Chargers, other than Bosa and Herbert, there's nothing about that team that I'm really scared about. Like, Keenan Allen's a good receiver, but he's
Austin
kind of
Eckler's
on the
a good running back.
Back now. Eckler, but he's more of like a, they throw the ball to him kind mm-hmm. of running back. Herbert and Bosa. That's it. Everybody else is just window dressing. Just like if you were getting ready to play the Titans, I'd be worried about Henry, Brown.
But Dupree.
Dupree. I wouldn't be worried about Byard. Byard makes plays when everybody else gets after the quarterback and you just throw it up there. Wouldn't be worried about Byard. Wouldn't be worried about Julio Jones. Though that's who I'd be worried about.
Julio.
615-737-1025 is the phone number. Then again, both Julio and Bud Dupree are on COVID now, so they got to deal with that. Let's bet the game. Give me the odds on the game. We'll do that coming up next with Carolines. TriStar Moving, my official movers. I've been telling you about TriStar Moving for well over a year now because I moved with TriStar Moving a year ago, and it was an absolutely flawless move. They made the entire process so simple, and that's why their motto is TriStar Movers with five-star service. From the initial phone call to the final signature, moving became a breeze. They offer home protection, so they cover your floors, banisters, railings, door jams, and even the doors themselves. They've got a brand new state-of-the-art storage facility as well in Mount Juliet, and they do it all. That's because their owners, Garrett and Robert, two dudes I know, they love this town. So they love their company being the real deal and on the rise because they hold it to such a high standard because they just love being Nashvillians. So if you're looking to move, give my friends at TriStar Moving a call. 615-640-1219 or visit that website, nationalmoving.org/radio, where they'll give you 5% off your entire move. That's TriStar Moving, 615-640-1219, nationalmoving.org/radio. Tell them Jared Stillman sent you for 5% off your entire move. TriStar Moving, my official movers. Not a good day for COVID in Nashville sports. Bud Dupree, Julio Jones, Nick Westbrook, Akina, Caleb Farley. And who else am I leaving off?
Buster Screen.
Buster Screen, thank you.
Got you.
Added to the COVID list, Taylor Lewan is already there, as is Nate Davis. Roger Saffold, though, did come off. And the Nashville Predators have made a couple of additions to their COVID list as well, unfortunately. The Predators will not practice tomorrow, though they are trying to practice on Wednesday for morning skate on December 29th before they play the Capitals in Washington, D.C. That'd be the rematch against Peter Laviolette. But, Ian, you were telling me that the Predators, and I now have the email, the Predators have added Tommy Novak, Colton Sissons, and Roman Josi to the COVID-19 protocol list, and they would play again Wednesday against Washington. Not a good day for COVID here in Nashville sports.
I mean, it hasn't been a good day for COVID in really any sports. I mean, we've seen so many college football bowl games get canceled.
Agreed. We should all just hold our rear ends that this Music City Bowl gets played.
Yeah, fingers crossed, because I have lots of Tennessee fans in my ear asking for any updates on COVID. I said, first of all, why the heck would I know? And second of all, I understand, because I would be nervous as well. Because we've seen two bowl games get canceled yesterday, and I'm sure that's just the beginning. Unfortunately, knock on wood.
So everybody, whenever something gets canceled or somebody gets put on the COVID list or something like that, everybody apparently seems to go bananas about the COVID protocols. And it's like, when is the madness going to stop? And I just wish that people that worked in sports media understood one simple thing, which I know they all know the answer to, which is the fact that all of these protocols are collectively bargained. And I don't know if you notice this with baseball, but it's really hard to get somebody to change anything that is collectively bargained unless they get something in return. So the idea of change the protocols, change it, do this, do that, whatever, I don't think we're going to see a lot of that. Though the NFL did change the non-testing of asymptomatic vaccinated players. So if you don't have symptoms and you're vaccinated, you don't test. What I've heard about a lot of the breakthroughs is a lot of people that get even the Delta variant, but a lot of people who are fully vaccinated and or boosted that do get a breakthrough infection, they have some symptoms, but they're usually really, really mild. Mm-hmm. For me, and I think I got that UK strand last year, like right around the AFC-NFC title game, I was on my ass for like 4 days.
I was as well. I was so, right around November.
Make of it what you will, but for everybody screaming that, you know, they should change the protocols, I'm not sure they're really going to do that. I do feel bad for the bowl games, and I do think, like, once you're there and you've tested, you're done testing. Play the bowl game. But then again, that probably goes against all the science anyways, too. So who knows? Time now for Carolines.
Get in on the action. Put the money on the mahogany. What's on tap on the sports books? It's time to break it all down with Carolines. Here on Stillman & Company.
On ESPN.
1025 The Game and the Game Nashville app.
Miami on the road at New Orleans. Dolphins going for their 7th win in a row. And the Saints are just coming off of a shocking win over Tom Brady and the Bucs. But as we said, the Saints have some sort of chokehold over Tom Brady. But the Dolphins are currently favored by 3. I'm going to take the Dolphins minus 3. Ian Book in at quarterback for the Saints. And the Saints are riddled with injury, riddled with COVID. Offensive tackle Tron Armstead is out with a knee. Marcus Davenport out with a knee. DeMario Davis on the COVID-19 list. Taysom Hill, which of course doesn't really matter because Ian Book is in. Ryan Ramczyk, offensive tackle, is on the COVID reserve list. I mean, I could go on and on and on with injuries and COVID riddling the Saints. So I'm going to take the Dolphins minus 3. They're the hot team. They're the more healthy team. And I think they're going to get it done at least by 3. I think it'll be about a touchdown.
Am I the only person that finds it odd that the number is 3 when you've got one team that's playing a guy who wasn't even a good college quarterback at quarterback, at a, like a non-NFL quarterback in a Monday Night Football game? They're totally out of it. Their team is decimated by COVID, and yet the line's only 3, and the team that should be favored, I mean, like, I think the Dolphins should be favored by more. That team's won 6 in a row.
If I'm Vegas, I would have made this spread more like 6.5, but I don't know how much this is influenced by the win over the Bucs.
So, like, they say, hey, they can beat the Bucs, so surely they can beat the Dolphins.
Right. Because the Bucs are high and mighty with Tom Brady at quarterback, and I still think in a lot of people's minds the Dolphins are a bad football team.
I'm gonna take the Dolphins, too. I'm with you. I think the number should be around 6. It would not surprise me, though, if the Dolphins are total phonies.
That's true, because we saw that with the Rams as well. The Rams were the hottest team in the NFC, and the Titans played them, beat them, and then we looked back at their schedule, and it was wins over the Jags, the Jets, not-so-great teams. So Miami very well could be phonies, but I think against Ian Book, you had a really good shot, if you are a phony.
I can't see them. What do we have for any time touchdown score?
Alvin Kamara plus 115, Miles Gaskin plus 185, but I am going to go with Jalen Waddle plus 210. You can also do Duke Johnson plus 250, Ian Book plus 320, and Devontae Parker plus 320.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That is wild. I mean, I'll go with Devontae Parker just as like a homer pick because I really like Devontae Parker.
Also, Mark Ingram plus 420 could be interesting.
Plus 420, they don't have any other players, but Brian Flores. Flores is taking Ingram out of the game tonight, I got to imagine. That's going to do it for us. We are out of here next. The Predators hit the ice today for practice, had their first media availabilities, and as we just told you, Roman Josi has been added to the COVID list. Preds Insiders, Robbie Stanley takes that away next. We'll see you all tomorrow at 2. Mm-hmm.